What's up, guys? Have episode 12. Yes. Budget on went up. Shout out to the sponsors. Got some guests in. Got the straight boys here today. But let's get this show started. Welcome to Open Let Your Podcast, where we have an open and honest conversation as it about everything from A to Z as it pertains to the LGBTQ plus community and beyond.
Yes.
I'm your host, Rodney.
I'm Devin.
I'm Tay.
And I'm Solomon.
And we have
Nate from the Short Story Long.
And you got your boy Jew, a.k.a. Jucifer Sanchez, and this motherfucker. You know, we lit here.
He sounds so proper. Yes, but we have our very first official guest. It's L Podcast. They stand for Short Story Long.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
A long, short story. I wanted something short. Well, let's get into the good old game. So, Ty, what is this game going to do with our guests?
All right, so this is the icebreaker to kind of get to know y'all a little bit better. So I was going to ask you guys, like, some random questions, kind of just see where y'all mind at, how y'all think, how y'all feel about certain things.
Okay.
It's called Let's Talk. So we're going to get started. Who wants to go first?
You go first.
You go first.
Okay. Let's just go in order.
All right. So my question is going to be for Jew.
Yart.
All right. Your significant other cheats. How could they earn your trust back?
Just being honest. Straight up. Just being honest with me. If I ask them, like, did you do this? Why did you do it? We can talk about it and move forward. But I'm a different type of nigga. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you that right now. I'm a different type of nigga.
So you get cheated on.
And you're okay.
Okay.
Like, you would be okay. No, I'm not saying you get cheated on, but I'm saying, would you be okay? It sounds like you would be okay with it, as long as they were honest.
All right. Realistically speaking, there's 7 billion people on this planet.
Mm-hmm. True.
Do you really think you can only love one person for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You may have attractions or whatever to other people, but that doesn't mean that you have to cheat. There's no excuse to cheat.
Like, I'm not saying you have to cheat, or I'm not saying that that's a passable excuse or anything like that. But we're all human. We all have different emotions.
Right,
they are
right.
Fickle. We all have our own little insecure itches and shit like that. So it's like, as long as we can talk about it and use communication, then we can move past it.
You get one time to cheat.
So yeah. You only get once. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we here.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was gonna be my next question.
You wanna say how many times?
Yeah.
I guess this can go to Nate. A man says that if his significant other expects him to pay all the bills, he expects sex regularly, even if she's not in the mood. He reasons that sometimes he's not in the mood to pay the bills. Is he out of line?
What the fuck?
Wow, that's a crazy question. I think it's fair. Like, I know you guys know that this is a popular conversation right now. Mm. I think it's kind of fair. Like, if he's paying all the bills, taking care, making your nails done, all this stuff, like, I mean, why don't you get him a little, like, give him a little ass, you know?
Hey, what do you say? How you do it?
If you busting it.
Just a little bit.
What was the second part of that question?
And will he be able to say, I'm not in the mood to pay the bills, you don't want to have sex, basically?
No.
Oh, that's petty as fuck.
No. The way I'm thinking of it, their relationship has two dynamics. She's the, I guess, stay-at-home wife or whatever. He's the breadwinner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you both have to withhold those roles in this relationship, and it's different for everybody.
Well, she don't cook.
She don't cook?
Oh, boy, yeah, out the door.
It's a lot of trophy wives out here and girlfriends who do not cook. They think because they got these BBLs and they don't got to do nothing.
In my perspective, cooking is, like, one of the top. And I can cook, too, but, like, a woman that can cook is on my top list. Yeah,
oh,
for sure.
Jesus.
So you pay all your girlfriend bills?
Oh, no. I'm not, like, a traditional type of person at all.
You're 50-50 or what?
I guess it depends. I'm not really looking for a woman to be paying my bills and nothing like that, though. If that's the alternative to this conversation.
I mean, if y'all live together, how would it go?
If I make more money than her, I pay the majority of the bills, the bigger bills and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Jim?
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, what he said.
You said, "Oh, he fucked up."
But I'm just saying. Realistically speaking, one, you can't just expect sex from your partner like every fucking time, like whenever you fucking want. Like, nah, that's not being realistic. Like, honestly.
If the role, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
If the role was reversed, could you be a stay-at-home partner and then?
Yes.
With no hesitation.
Yes.
And
yes,
your partner
I can
be the breadwinner.
Yes, yes, I can. Now, will that hit my pride? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Personally, yeah.
Yeah, of course it would.
Would you give it up every day?
Yeah, that's easy for you.
Look, baby, come easy. Get this dick.
Oh, God, okay. We easy as fuck.
Okay,
so you're so are either one of y'all in relationships?
Yeah, yeah. I'm in a relationship. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry, ladies.
They're taking and they don't and they believe in half.
All right. A man is getting married and wants to invite his ex. His fiance refuses and says that if she attends, there will be no wedding. Is she overreacting? Explain. This is for both of you.
Say that. Yeah, I was gonna say. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, you read it kind of fast.
I read fast. Okay. A man is getting married and wants to invite his ex. His fiance refuses and says that if she attends, there will be no wedding. Is she overreacting? Explain.
Wow.
I wouldn't say she's overreacting, but that's just disrespectful. Yeah, okay, I mean, like, I ain't even gonna lie to you. That's disrespectful to motherfucker.
Yeah, I feel like you should know that there's boundaries. Everybody has boundaries, and that's her boundary. Now, to say that the wedding will be off, now that's crazy.
Like, right. Especially
like thousands of dollars we talking about.
Oh, God.
Rescheduling this? Are you serious?
No. Please.
Well, let me say this. If I'm paying for a wedding, ain't no ex bitch coming there. Mm-hmm. Why does she need to be there?
I agree.
We're spending $1,000, so this bitch don't get to spend nothing, but she can walk her ass up here like she just... Like
I would like say, as the ex, why would you even be interested? For example, one of my exes is getting married soon, and he wanted me to come to the wedding. And he told me before, like, the engagement, everything, that he plans on marrying this girl. And when they get married, he wants me to come to the wedding. And, like, literally up until, like, final thing. Yeah. Yeah. She was his best friend. So we were all, like, you know, like.
Y'all had a
entanglement. No, we were all friends. She was dating a woman at the time. And him and I were dating. So it was, like, giving, like, couples dates, things like that.
What the fuck?
Very bisexual.
Very giving Mari, Jerry Springer, all of that. But I wasn't interested. Like, there's no part of me, like, I support whatever's going to make you happy. Because we're not together anymore and I don't want to be. But I would not be interested in coming to your wedding. So I just feel like.
I don't want
to
go.
So would it be different? I have a question. Would it be different if, like, you were lifelong friends and y'all decided to get together type of thing?
Or what if y'all had a healthy breakup? Like, you were both mature and y'all understand that, okay, us being in a relationship is not healthy, but we rather work better as friends.
Well, yeah. The breakup was bad, but then we built a really good friendship after that. So that's why he felt comfortable enough to say, like, you know, this is my situation. I really want you to be a part of it. And I'm still like, no. And I'm genuinely happy, but I just don't see the purpose or the need. And especially thinking about, we were all once, like, in the same setting, sitting around each other, and now the two of y'all are getting married. Like, I just don't.
Do you feel some kind of way?
I don't really understand it. So it's like, I just don't want to be a part of it. Like,
I wear a shirt and say, they used to be my dick.
Listen, okay. Listen, I'm gonna cut it there, because I can say, but I'm gonna cut it there. But no, I don't feel a way. I'm just not interested. Like, you know, I'm just not interested in that. But I wish them both well.
Okay, Devin,
yeah.
It's your turn.
All right, so mine says, you suspect your best friend's significant other is cheating, but you have no concrete proof. Do you tell your best friend why or why not?
No. Y'all say a bitch-ass thing. You got me fucked up. I'm not saying shit, because first of all, that's not my relationship. All right? Not unless I actually have concrete proof and evidence. I ain't saying a bitch-ass
thing. So if you
do
have evidence, then you'll say something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But until then, hell no. I'm not fucking up a happy home. And even then, you don't know what type of relationship they have or what's the true details in the relationship, because that pillow talk is definitely something different.
Yeah. I would agree. I would say that if there's concrete evidence, I'm definitely saying something. That's my best friend. But if I'm like suspecting, I might do like my part to like dig a little deeper.
But I don't agree with him. Pillow talk is a motherfucker. Yeah. Then you get
Jesus.
Cut off.
Yeah.
Guess what? If you want to cut me off because I had your back when your significant other was fucking cheating on you, then cool.
That's why you mind the best. How do you feel?
I agree.
Like, so if he found, because you're relationship, right? Mm-hmm. So he got some type of evidence your girlfriend cheating on you.
He has
he
evidence.
Tell you, how will you feel?
So he has evidence though.
Yeah. Not concrete, but like kind of.
Oh, he better beat my ass. Fuck out of here.
What exactly does that mean? Like, what would the evidence? What would the evidence be?
Like, he got proof that your girlfriend was cheating.
So, like, text messages, saw them in a restaurant. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, like, nice. Concrete, like, evidence.
That's concrete enough for me personally. Yeah. Like, I think you should mention that. Like, you should definitely tell me, no matter the circumstances. I do agree that if you step into somebody's relationship and think that you're going to be the one to save the day, like, you're going to be the one X'd out every time. I experienced it probably last year. Most definitely.
I ain't saying bitches. Fuck that. I done lost too many homeboys like that. Fuck that shit.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know. I take that seriously. Like, let me know what's going on. But all right, moving on to the next segment of our show. I'm really excited for this segment tonight because we're sponsored by Azul. Many of you know Azul Tequila. If you have not, you see the lovely bottle sitting right here. And the reason I'm so excited is because I love tequila. It's my favorite alcohol, my favorite liquor, but also blue's my favorite color. So the bottle's like really fashionable, a little bit like me. It's good liquor. It's a good time. So thank you, Azul. And the story behind Azul, they were created, I think, about 25 years ago. And they wanted to share the culture of Mexico with everyone. So that's how they kind of came about. So thank you so much, Azul. We appreciate it. Please send us like 10 more of these because these are amazing. We're also sponsored by Tonight Let's Talk. So the card game that you all saw us playing, these are our sponsors. So thank you. They actually sent us about 3 games, and this is just the first one that we chose. So thank you again to all of our sponsors. And we're definitely going to have a good night because of y'all. So thank you.
All right, Solomon, take it away.
All right. So for our menage a trois today, we are joined by SSL Podcast.
Yes.
And we want to just have some general conversation for better understanding. And so first, you know, in watching your podcast,
the way you say it, like,
no, this is innocent.
Solomon got all okay,
in watching your podcast for Pride Month, there was a comment made that more heterosexuals, or I think y'all said straight niggas though, but more straight niggas should give props to gay niggas.
Yeah. Damn, that's
It was Ray J. Ray J was like, I guess he just found out that Pride Month was a thing.
Yeah. But he was like, shout out to my gay niggas, man.
Yeah, shout out to my gay niggas, man. Gay niggas don't give enough love. And we just thought that was hilarious. It wasn't necessarily our quote, but it was something that we was talking about on a podcast. Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
I do think that they don't get enough love, but I don't exactly know what he means by we should give love to the gay community. Like, I see you guys just like a regular person. Like, it doesn't seem that much different to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what he means, like going out of our way to embrace gay people. I'm not sure what he means by that.
Yeah. I guess he mean by speaking up. Just to say you with your homeboy, he said he faggot ass niggas. Would you speak up, say that's wrong, or would you just go along with it? Or be quiet?
Sounds like he says it to me.
No, just say like, y'all, like, we're homeboys.
We're all out together.
And we're out together.
And we're good friends.
And a gay person walking, look at this faggot ass, punk ass nigga. Are you going to sit back and not say nothing when you speak up?
Of course I speak up. But I do think that the misconception is that people think that guys know that their friends are misogynist or like racist or whatever the case is. We don't generally know that these dudes are weird or whatever the case is. Right. So when it happens, it's like, I mean, I forgot my point. But when you say stuff like that, it's like, yeah, I would say something, but I've never seen it personally in my life.
Really? You never heard anybody call somebody a faggot?
Oh, like, oh, no, of course.
Don't lie.
I grew up on South Park, so I've heard some of the most offensive things, but in person, somebody actually being offensive to, like, anybody? No, I've never seen it.
Okay, how do you feel about that? What would you do?
I'd probably just laugh. I'm not even gonna lie. I had a dark sense of humor, like, straight up. First of all, one, I don't give a fuck what your sexual orientation is. That's between you, God, and whoever the fuck you're screwing. All right, like, deadass, that has nothing to do with me. Real shit. But I can say, in my opinion, in certain instances, I do see that there are some gay men that I would say act more feminine than women. But in my opinion, I'm just like, that's a little too much. That's a little extra. But
Elaborate. Why is that extra too much?
Just now like
you
a
shifted
stud
in your seat. Right. I mean, I want to okay, have all this
all conversation. All right. So let me ask you: do you think it's too much if a female, stud is acting too much like a nigga? Like real shit.
It took me.
Don't call me no girl, bro.
I really used to like female studs because I feel like they were very too much to want to be a boy, like holding there, like you ain't got no dick, with you fingering yourself.
Yeah.
Like that's how I was. So I'm just being real. Yeah. But it took me a time to get to, like, you know what? They had the same right to feel how they feel just like I do.
Yeah.
Can't nobody come tell me I can't be gay, right?
Of course.
So who am I to tell another person how to live their life? If that makes them comfortable, right, that's their life.
Yeah.
So I had to get there. So I'm not going to say, like, I used to be like, fuck these studs. Like, I used to throw it. But
damn,
now I'm just like, it's just like whatever. Like, you know, that's your life. Like, it's biased for me to feel that way, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I feel it. So let me ask y'all a question. How do y'all feel about the LGBTQIA community? Do you think it's rightly just, or do you think they do too much sometimes?
Flawed.
I mean, definitely flawed.
So what are some of y'all takes on the community?
I feel like, not everything, but some things, just like how the gay boy got pushed off the stage. The whole gay community went off about, oh, he's wrong. And then that's your motherfucking stage. If I don't want you twerking on my stage, you're not going to twerk on my stage, period.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. You know what I'm saying? So to me, some things are right, some things are wrong, but I'm not like a typical gay person. Yeah. I don't believe in cancel culture because I'm a media personality.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you should speak how you feel, respectfully or not. You don't got to listen to them. So I feel like you need people like that. Because I don't want, if you don't fuck with me and you on camera act like you fuck with me, why should I want to be around you?
Right.
You don't really fuck with me.
You know what? I got one more question and I'm going to let y'all take over the floor and shit.
Well, hold on.
Go ahead. Do it.
Before
do
you
thing,
go into
thing,
the next
thing,
question, we still have a question on the floor.
Oh, my bad.
And so to answer your last question, for me, it's really a matter of getting there. Just like you were talking about, you know, with lesbians or studs, like you had to get there. Uh-huh. And for me, like in the LGBTQ plus community, like I had to get there. And so when I was a baby gay,
what the fuck is a baby gay?
You know, when you first emerges into the community,
oh,
and you're
okay,
identifying,
yeah.
Like I didn't want to be associated with like pride, because I was like, well,
what am I
proud of? Like I'm proud of me. I'm proud of being a black man. And I wear that every day.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily wear my gayness every day. Like you don't just, like I don't just walk outside and that's a gay nigga.
Yeah.
Like that, well, some people do. some people look at me and they're like,
right.
All right. But at the same time, it's like, that's not what I lead with.
Yeah.
And so when I was emerging into the community, like I would see pride parades, I would see all kinds of events where you would see men half naked, you would see men wearing thongs, you would see all kinds of sexual activities, and I wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't there.
In public.
I wasn't there in public. And so for me, it took a while for me to get to that comfort level, but I equate it with, like, if we were in the same setting and someone made a racist joke or something, like I would laugh it off. Back in the day, I would laugh it off. But then I had to get to a space where be like, no, that shit was fucked up.
I feel it.
Like I have to acknowledge in the moment that shit ain't cool.
Yeah, and just acknowledging your boundaries.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So my other question was like completely like left field. But how do y'all feel about the like DaBaby saying what he said on stage, like in the whole cancelable offense?
First, only because I think I haven't spoken in like a minute. I'm over here sipping. But I feel like everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's fine. Like that's known. I just feel like it is wrong of you to use your platform and say something that could be offensive to so many people. I love DaBaby. Like I love DaBaby. I love his music. Like I love R&B, but like I like my trap music, my thug music, whatever, you know what I mean? We're turning up.
Yes,
I and I didn't stop liking his I didn't stop liking his music or him as an artist because of what he said.
Yeah.
But it did make me look at him differently, because again, why would you use your platform to say something so offensive to you know that so many people are gay, and whether so many people are like still figuring it out or they call themselves straight or whatever the case, they're getting their dick sucked, even if they're not gay, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. So it's like, for you to make such a broad statement that could be really offensive, once again, it's just like, for what? Like, what was the need? And even if people were getting their dick sucked in the parking lot, they still paid to come see a concert. Right. So why does that matter?
He was telling them to put their hands up in the air. He was like, all my gay niggas, put your hands up.
No, he said if you were not sucking dick in the parking lot. So imagine if I will put myself in this situation. Just fucking in this situation. And like, I paid $2,500 for VIP.
You got me fucked up.
And you telling me, oh, if you weren't sucking dick, put your hands down. What? Yeah. After I just paid $2,500, why does that matter? Like, you weren't, like, you know, and I don't, and I, my honest opinion is, I do feel like he's a little DO. That's my honest opinion. And he probably does want his dick sucked or had it sucked. That's my honest opinion.
How do you feel, Ty? We all need to speak.
Yeah. When it happened, I definitely was upset. I did stop listening to his music for a while. Like, I was in my feelings about it. I'm not going to lie. I was in my feelings about it.
You said you did stop listening to his music?
Yeah, because I didn't want to support. Like, why would I want to support that? Stop listening to this song. You know, baby be, you know, his music. You go in the club, his music, you know.
It should be hard, bro. So, it should be riding.
I just, when he did his first apology, I didn't really feel like it was genuine or whatever. I felt like that was more like his, you know,
PC, yeah,
his managers, yeah, and stuff, mm-hmm, kind of, you know, did PR. That for him. Yeah, yeah, so I didn't really feel like it was genuine. And then, what did he do? An Instagram video? He was, to me, he's like, he's digging himself in a deeper hole. And I was just like, damn, the baby, I thought you was going to come back and say something positive so I could get back to listen to your music. But he did. And then when he put out the final statement, I was just like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm like you, everyone's entitled to their opinion. However, you know, again, using your platform for that, it's not cool, because being in, like, you have to be in the gay community to know what we deal with, what we go through, like how we get to a point to be comfortable where we're able to go to straight events and not feel judged or have to worry, mm-hmm, about somebody, you know, messing with us or something. So when you have a platform as big as his, like, it should have been more encouragement than like trying to downplay us, because,
or just, I mean, don't say anything at all,
right? Or just don't say anything at all.
Really,
like, it was
offended,
no comment
though.
Really,
I don't give a fuck.
It's just like, why? Like, why?
I just feel like I don't got to play your music. Now I know how you truly feel, so I won't fuck with you. And ever since then, I have not played his music. Because what, really? I'm not going to do is give you a goddamn stream, a goddamn view, a goddamn look.
But then that means you were offended.
No, that means I just don't have to fuck with you no more.
But why don't you fuck with them anymore?
That's because it. You're not going to talk about me, think I'm still supporting
so
you.
So you were offended.
But that's your signs of triggeredness.
Like, I'm not offended where I feel like you need to be canceled.
I didn't think he needed to be canceled either. I just feel like you used your platform incorrectly. Like,
what the fuck is cancel culture? Like, real shit. What the fuck is cancel culture?
They tried to, like, quote unquote, cancel, like, oh, the baby this. I think it was, like, all over Shave Room. Like, everybody's going to stop listening to him. Like, the community. So, like, the community for one, and then, like, other people, whether they're, like, heterosexual men and women, like, started jumping in and saying, like, yeah, I don't agree with that either. You know, just really, like, creating, like, a negative connotation about somebody's name, mm-hmm, to where it's like, we don't really fuck with you, we don't want to work with you, nothing like that. That's kind of like the cancel culture, which
but
is what we were
talking
about.
How many times does that actually work, though?
Yeah, real shit.
To me, in my opinion, it's temporary. I'm sorry. In my opinion, it's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, I would say since 2016 it's been successful in some instances, mm-hmm, where individuals will say something offensive or, well, just offensive or just wrong. Like this mm-hmm, tequila's. But,
nasty.
And because of the consequences that the community, because of the effect that the community feels, consequences were issued. And so people are like, I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to buy your stuff. I'm going to report you to the corporate America that you work for. You're going to lose your job, that, and the other.
Yeah,
and so basically, it's a means of holding people accountable for their behavior out, mm-hmm, in the world.
I think that's some ho shit. If you sit here and try to, like, get somebody, like, trick somebody out their bag or get somebody's bag taken away
from
them.
Ignorance.
What?
It's like, when DaBaby said that, I don't think he was thinking to be offensive.
Yeah.
I think he was just in the moment.
So what were you thinking? Because, again, if you're not getting your dick sucked by a guy and you're not, mm-hmm, interested in that, where does it come from? Like, why would you be on stage at your concert and talk about sucking dick?
I mean, yeah, maybe I there's just well, a slight bit of like homophobia in the Black community in general. Like, maybe that's
true. Which is.
But I see what Devin's saying. Why say that right then and there? Like, did your homie get dick sucked by a gay nigga? You mad? Like, what like, made you say that?
Allegedly. I think he just said it for situations like this to basically cause a conversation to be controversial. I think that would be the reason why. Not literally like in him thinking of actually doing the shit, but just in the grand scheme of things, the baby is always a capitalizing artist. Like even when he whooped, definitely. Like when he whooped Cam Colehart, like put in a music video, he'll capitalize on anything that happens like to him in the industry.
I guess there's certain people that will do anything to capitalize, no matter who they offend or what happens. True. And that's just a difference in character. But I'm not that person. Like. When I have a platform, even this platform, like I'm going to give my opinion, but at the same time, I'm going to be respectful of who I may offend. And, you know, like how many years later somebody could replay, oh, remember when you said this and that about
but
a particular person.
But you're not
going to
judge me for
the lie
10 years ago.
Right. Don't you think that's a part of like
but enough
your
of the baby.
What'd you say?
Don't you think that's a part of like you having self-awareness too?
Yeah, exactly. But so my point is that. Why doesn't the baby have self-awareness? Like, why? Like when we're in certain platforms, it's time to get self-awareness. So just like we can have a stylist and we can have like, you know, a barber and we can have a PR person, we can have a makeup, whatever. Have somebody that's helping you with your character so that you can stay like in the light of this is somebody that we all like and respect. Mm-hmm. If you don't care about that, then you don't. But I mean, I kind of do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want people to feel like I did something to offend them or made them feel like, oh, you shouldn't be here because you were sucking dick. Like, or because I know someone who sucks dick. Oh, because you're eating pussy and you can't come in here. Like, that's just like, why? Like, I don't know. Like,
but
why?
Let me say this, because we do got a dentist, because we got a whole agenda to go to. If I tweeted something back in 2013, don't come in 2023 talking about I said 10 years ago.
That's
I'm not
all
the
they
same
do.
Person.
That's all they do.
Shave I'm a whole room, different person
shave
from
room,
back
all
then.
That. That's all they do. Yeah. And I'm not saying that's right, but all you see is even they brought up Cardi B's tweet when she was like, it was like 2009 or something like that. She was like, I want to be just like Nicki Minaj. And somebody went and got that put on a t-shirt and it was on the shave room. So it's like you see a lot of people like digging for, okay, well, this is you now, but let's not forget this is who you used to be. So I feel like if you're just always self-aware, be your authentic self, then if this is how you really feel, then 13 years later, you probably still feel the same way, so you won't have an issue with people bringing up.
Or 13 years later, you evolve, and you just communicate that you evolve.
Yeah. You'll never fully be the same person you are 10 years ago.
They don't give you a chance to like evolve and learn from your mistakes, though.
I agree.
I think that's a big part of it, though.
They don't, but I have a question. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, guys. I don't want to get a baby too much. Fuck him. So if a person do crack one time, do they make them a crackhead?
No.
In my eyes, yeah.
Okay, you said no, yes.
Yeah. No.
Why?
If a person still one
but
time.
But I thought a crackhead was.
Wait, I got a gym.
Okay,
I got
he has an agenda.
If a person steals one time to make them a stealer.
Don't do what I think. Don't do what I know you're about to do. I'm gonna give you the answer you want.
I want you to tell the truth.
All right.
So let's just say it's a mouth or mouth to you.
It's a huh?
It's a mouth or mouth to you. Does it matter if it's male or female?
If I'm dying.
No.
No, I'm not saying that like you let a man do it, but it's a mouth that's a mouth that say has a gender. Like a female mouth is different than a male
I'm
mouth.
Thinking of CPR, my nigga. Like that.
That's why I'm like, no, I don't think it's
CPR. Oh, but no, the fuck, it's definitely a difference.
Okay. That's your truth. So for me, like, I think you could try.
You didn't let Nate.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nate. How do you feel about it?
Is a mouth a mouth? Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, different opinions. No. So, do you think that you could try something one time and not be considered that? Because I can. I do think you could try something one time and not be considered something. So, if a man receive oral sex one time from a guy, doesn't make him gay. And he don't ever do it again. He just try it one time.
If I find out, boy, you're gay.
But now you're contradicting yourself. You just said that you could do crack one time and not be considered a crackhead. Yeah, so why is when it pertains to sex is a whole difference?
Because I'm a real... All right, I'm going to stop.
No, be you.
Nah, okay, realistically speaking, no, it doesn't make him gay, but just me being an asshole or me being a heterosexual male or whatever the fuck, people call me misogynist or something or homophobic. I'm not fucking homophobic. Whatever the fuck you do is what you do. But yeah, if I find out you suck some dick or you got your dick sucked by a dude, you're gay. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you're gay for the rest of your life. Like, nah, you did some gay shit, my boy.
Like, okay, so, I could say that. Like, you did some gay shit. You're not gay, but you did some gay shit.
Yeah, okay.
So if a female does it one time, does that make her gay?
She be on some gay shit,
it's
too.
It's still gay shit. Yeah, it's still widely gay accepted, shit, yeah. Like, in females. Right.
So why do you think it's widely accepted for a woman or a female to engage in gay sex and not man?
Because it's sexy. Like, real shit. Like, all right.
So if he had a daughter and she was out here eating pussy and sucking pussy, you wouldn't have an issue with it?
I'd rather her be with a whole, like, woman than be with a nigga, because in all honesty, we are dogs. And for the most part, all right? Well, I'm not going to put a blanket statement on all men, but there's a good majority of men, just like there's a good majority of women, that ain't shit.
Yeah.
Like, we can all agree with that, and that's just being realistic. So I'd rather my girl, like my baby girl, my daughter, be with a girl or something like that, you know, because I don't want her getting pregnant or getting her heart broken or going through some early bullshit because of a young ass, dumb ass nigga, like real shit.
But to the heartbroken and bullshit, I know a lot of women who had their heart broken by women.
Nah, you're right.
You know, so I feel like it's really, to your point, I want to protect my kids too when I have kids, so I get that. But it like, I feel like, you know, whether it's a man or a woman, like, love and relationships and, like, things you go through, like, you really can't control it, so you can get hurt as equally. But the pregnancy thing, you got one, 'cause you can't get pregnant.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, like, and I'm not putting her on birth control. What? She gonna be trying to fuck early. You got me fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I plan to have a daughter. I couldn't imagine, like, putting her on birth control. Like, I couldn't imagine that.
I want two baby boys. That's it. Two twins. Like a set of twins.
So if your son was gay, would that be an issue?
It's funny. We just had this
conversation, nigga.
Yeah, we talk about this quite a lot.
Like, dead ass.
So what y'all say? What y'all kind of quiet. Nate, he's been running in.
He's the one that's controversial.
So, Nate, how do you feel? If your son was gay, would that be an issue for you?
Not at all. No, I don't have a problem with that. And to answer your question, I think society, ever since I grew up, like, women dating or messing with women sexually, it's always kind of been a normal thing. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I can't really answer the question fully, but from my experience, it's just kind of accepted by society or culture, whatever you want to call it. But me personally, I don't have a problem with my son being gay at all. Like, yeah, that's that on that. That's it.
What about you?
I'd be heartbroken.
Yeah. Why? Tell me why.
I would be heartbroken. Oh my gosh.
So your girl can be gay, but your son can't. I just want to point that out.
Yes, that's my boy. That's my baby boy. That's my little nigga. Like, I'm not saying.
What about,
like,
your little girl? So she can lick the box.
That's my baby girl. Like, she gonna do it.
But your son can't suck no dick.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna put it like this. This is a woman. Like, it's turning into a real woman's world. So with women's rights, I'm just gonna let them fucking have that, because if we say anything about that shit, we can be looked at as so many other names and shit like that. I don't really feel like doing all that. But my son, personally, I wouldn't have a problem if he's gay. Like, yeah, okay, cool. But deep down, I'm gonna feel heartbroken. Like, damn.
I think that's a natural reaction.
It's just me being like his dad. Like, I want you to be just like me. Not saying that being gay is wrong or something like that, but I'm still going to be like, damn.
I think every man wants their son to be just like them, so I think that's understandable.
Yeah. Like, it's not to say that I'm going to love him any less or I'm going to not be around him and shit like that. Shit, I have a sibling that's fucking trans, so I don't give a fuck.
Trans man, trans female.
We're not getting into that. Just know I got a sibling that's trans, and in all
So
honesty,
were you accepting when you found out about their lifestyle or their desires or what they wanted?
Oh, that's
to
a good question.
Like, how, like, what, be honest about your initial thought, because we all have siblings and we've had to tell our siblings about our lifestyle, but none of us are trans. So it's like one thing to be like, oh, I'm gay or lesbian, and then to be like, not only am I this, but I'm like about to really transform in front of your ass. Like,
so to keep it censored and so where I can keep a healthy relationship with my siblings.
Was that too? I'm going to say this.
I told my sibling, genuinely, I respect your lifestyle. I do not agree with it.
Like, I respect it because that's you. That's how you want to be. That's your life. That's what you have to live. But me personally, just because I respect it doesn't mean I have to agree with it. It doesn't mean I have to be okay with it. Like, that's your life. All right, whatever the fuck. But just know some of that shit weird as fuck. All right, like okay. real shit. Like, you can't see. I'm not going to go into that.
No, but I mean, that's just, your opinion. Yeah, but, let me tell you this. Can you imagine being someone that you're truly not and you're trying to appease everyone? And this has come from a gay perspective because I'm gay, yeah. right? I had plenty of girlfriends because my brother was popular. My dad was very handsome. My family is very popular back at home. So we are known to fuck girls.
Where you from?
Gulfport, Mississippi.
Oh,
in Louisiana. God. So it's like a lot. So we are known to like be the it boys. Like, you know, like the Neelys and the Washington was, that was the cream of the crop back at home.
Yeah.
So could you imagine me having sex with girls, not really enjoying it, but I'm doing it because I got to live up to a name?
Wait, yeah. So you weren't enjoying it ever?
I mean, I'm not saying it was bad.
I was about to say, ain't no goddamn way.
But when I touched the man, it was better.
But remember, he had that.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
That can't relate. Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, right. Okay. So, I just want to put it in perspective. Like, not saying, like, that's your true feeling. Just imagine being something you're not comfortable at all.
I'm going to say this, okay? And this'll, I ain't trying to get canceled. But if you are a trans woman that is transitioned to a boy, all right, by all means, you chop off your titties and shit like that.
That sounds
that
so
shit.
Painful when you say
like
it like
a motherfucker,
that.
Okay, like it just sounds.
Yeah.
Sounds like it hurts. So if you do that and you're deciding to fuck with women, I'm going to look at you and be like, okay, well, why didn't you just be a stud? But all right, fuck it. You fuck with women, I fuck with women. Fuck it. We still have conversations. All right, we still talking about pussy, you know, all this good shit. But once you start crossing over and now you're taking dick and pussy, then it's like, okay, now you're giving me mixed signals here. Like,
now
what
I got mixed
really
signals
because
now
like,
I'm trying to figure out.
You can control somebody's sex life. You could be a trans man and be gay.
He was just saying
about sexual.
No, now I'm like, you're okay. It's adding. It's just like Rick said in Rick and Morty. It sounds like slavery, but with extra steps added. It sounds like heterosexual dating or gay dating with extra steps.
Because you're adding another layer to
literally,
it.
Literally. Right? Like, there's no need. Like, granted, I'm not going to sit here and say there's no need for it because that's your own life. I'm not going to speak against it. But in my opinion, it's weird as shit. Just pick one. Like, what the fuck? You don't, like, granted, being comfortable in your own skin, that's who you have to be. That's because you want to be comfortable in your own skin. Like, I get it. But
why do you have to pick one? I mean,
that's just human nature.
But actually, it's not
anymore.
Human nature. That's the reason why we have buffets. Like,
wait, no,
you go to
I'll
a buffet and you get whatever the fuck you want and put it on your plate.
I'll say this. For some people, just human nature, by in human nature, we'll just be like, okay, well, just pick one. Like, let's say you have two cups on the table, red and blue. Well, I want to pick both. Why can't you just pick one?
But just
why
like
you can't pick both?
But I just like you said, oh no, go ahead.
I think it's you have to pick one, quote unquote, because like it helps other people compartmentalize people, and it helps us understand better. Like, okay, he's gay. Okay, he's straight. Like,
yeah,
we put people in boats in our minds so we understand them better.
But that goes back to like what Roddy was saying. Like, why do I have to live to make other people feel better or understand? Like, why can't I just live and experience the world?
You don't.
And why? Wait, what?
No, you don't have to live for other people.
I don't understand.
For a minute, I was like, wait.
You have to live.
Oh, clip that shit.
But tell you what, do you have a question? Because I want to keep taking over the floor.
You good.
I got a question for y'all.
So can I follow up really quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
So you also said when we were talking about the cheating and everything, you're like, well, it's like a billion or 5 billion or
good and comeback.
So it's like if you feel like that no matter how much someone can have your heart and have your attention, that your heart will still be with someone else, then why is it so hard to understand where someone could want a man and a woman?
Contradicting very much.
I didn't say that. I just asked the question.
I said it.
You petty.
I am.
You're right. Honestly, there honestly shouldn't be any. I'm trying not to lose my train of thought. Jesus Christ! Can you say it one more time?
And again, this is just to for clarity, okay. Because when we were talking about cheating earlier, you were like, well, if it's like 7 billion people or whatever, so do you honestly believe that one person could love only one person for the rest of their life? And yeah. I think so. And to your point, I think you were saying that, you know, it's possible to love more than one person, so I may be forgiving for cheating, whatever. So if there are 7 billion people and you feel like it's possible to be in love or give your heart to more than one person, then why is it not likely, or why is it far-fetched that you might like men and women because there's 7 billion people that your heart may go to, no matter if you try to give your heart to one person?
Or your genitals.
Okay, you know what? Let me say this. All right. You're gay, right?
Yes.
You was born with a dick, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Case in point. Case in fucking point. Because it's like, it's simple. It's easy to understand. But granted, okay. My understanding isn't for everybody.
So the Bible talks about marriage between one man and one woman. So that's just two people being together.
I thought it was man and woman.
did I say that?
No, you said woman and woman.
No, you said man
one,
and woman.
No, one man.
Oh, okay, like
one
man, okay, one my bad,
as
my bad.
As in, like, it's wrong. Sacred, traditionally, biblically, whatever,
yeah.
Growing up, it's sacred between a man and a woman, just two people. So that's what everybody's been taught for the most part. That's like the going thing. Like in two-parent household, you see the parents are married, whatever. But your point is still that someone else could have your heart, even though this is like traditionally, okay, one man, one woman. But you're still saying that out of the 7 billion people, it's possible to have your heart outside of that marriage. So if your heart could be outside of that traditionally one person, one man, one woman thing, then why can't your feelings of what you want to experience be?
It can. Okay. It can. I'm just telling you, me personally, I'm going to look at that shit like, oh, what the fuck? But that's just you, dude.
And I appreciate the honesty. But yeah, I just wanted clarity on that, though.
Nah, I completely respect. Look, I got to ask y'all a question.
Wait, we got to let Tay ask.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so question. So if your girlfriend or your female friend, she's giving you head or whatever, and she decides to start licking your asshole, how would that make you
I'm
going
to punch her in the face.
We were just talking about this.
Dead too. Ass.
You going to punch her in the face?
I'm
going to
punch her in the face.
Because she... Thank you, Mo.
I heard that before. Hey, production shaman, hey, in. Thank you, Mo.
Nah.
I told him don't knock it till he try it. Like,
I'm
you
not
don't know.
Doing that, bro.
So did you try it?
No, I never tried it. But okay.
But you wouldn't punch her in the face.
Nah, I wouldn't. Like, maybe I would like it. So I don't know.
I feel like this, and this is one thing that bothers me when it comes to men when they want to be sexual, right? I feel like women have so much of freedom to do things. I don't feel like if. Nothing is gay to me if it's a man and female, period. Gay is same sex. So just say like a man like getting pegged by his wife. That's not gay because it is a female.
That's questionable.
I'm going to cut you.
Is it?
It's a bit debatable.
Don't tell me why. Let's have this conversation.
Well, cause, I mean,
cause I'm a nigga. I'm
isn't
a
it simulating like a penis though?
But all dildos are not made like penis. Some are just really like just whatever.
But, I mean, it's practically doing the same job as a penis.
But penetrating, you do know your prostate is in your anus, right? Uh-huh. You know when you nut your butthole go like that?
Well, yeah. It's not in your anus, but...
You know what I mean.
From a science standpoint.
I'm a bio-chem graduate. Don't do me. But so, like, I guess for me, why is there so much shame around ass play?
Because we like shit out of it. I mean, yeah. I think that's just the easiest answer to
I
give.
Think it's shame out of it. Not. I don't. I'm not saying anybody should be ashamed, but I would just question heterosexual male enjoying it, because I know when I get it done to me and how I feel and the way that it's done, it's not given like... You know, like
you can coochie. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. So it's just like... For a heterosexual to enjoy that, like, you know, I might like rip
but
the
you know
or, like,
that it
you know.
Feels good because it hits the spot, which is your G spot. So if a female hit that same spot, you can get fingered, almost got to be a penis. Why is that considered gay?
I just don't want my butt played with. All
that's
right,
you, but like, you consider, yeah. But you do consider it gay.
Yeah, I consider it fucking gay.
I consider it gay shit. Yeah, it's gay shit. It's
yeah,
in the like, line of gay
yeah.
shit for sure.
I'm
yeah.
going to say
just
it's
in that
questionable.
Spectrum.
I wouldn't call the person gay, but it would be questionable.
How do you feel? Like gay or whatever?
I mean, like, I actually have female friends who actually do that to their boyfriends and stuff, and they enjoy it. And I mean, these are like some hard, like, just some hard niggas. So yeah. I'm just like, I mean, hey.
Do you ask them how they act, how their men act when they do that to them? Like, are they like squirming? Are they like grabbing the sheets? Like, what is giving?
Are they moaning?
Okay.
Right. So, exactly.
So one of my friends, she just said her, like, her man, he moans. He grabs the sheets. But he enjoys it. Like, he likes the, he said, like, the sensation of it.
I mean, it feels good.
It feels good or whatever. So, I mean, to me, like, I feel like if your woman's doing it, I don't see it as gay. I mean,
okay, we're the same. How do you feel?
I am a big believer in sexual exploration in relationships. And so I don't, like, I'm with you. So if it's a man and a woman, it's sexual exploration. If it's a man and a man, it's sexual exploration. If it's a woman and a woman, it's sexual exploration. And so I don't necessarily think about it being gay shit. I don't necessarily think. I think it's just people exploring the limits of their relationship.
Okay. Now you had a question, young fella. So how do you
if
feel?
If R. Kelly is played at the barbecue, are y'all dancing to it or y'all cutting it off?
I'm cutting it off.
Y'all know I'm dancing. I said that last week.
He just said it last episode.
And that's a good example of like the whole cancel culture thing. And I said just like with the baby, even though that was offensive to me, I still like respected him as an artist because I like his music. So I still listen to it.
You know
I
how just, to you know. Separate the artist from the art.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I didn't really like R. Kelly, so.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Wasn't my thing.
So you like, not even R. Step Kelly in the Name of Love?
13-year-old, you can still like play his music.
I mean, but the thing was, it was like so weird for so long and people let it slide up until
I agree with you. Like, he should have been canceled back when that shit came out.
Yeah, like a long time ago. Not to say it's okay now.
He should have been fucking thrown under the jail back then. Like, fuck all that.
Has anybody ever been peed on or peed on anybody?
I'm grossed out by like pee.
No.
So if your girlfriend wanted you to pee on her, you would say no.
I would try it.
Okay.
I'm going to piss in the toilet. I'm going to piss in the toilet.
I've tried it.
He's a 1900.
Nah. Look. Only reason why, because one.
Say, no shit, bitch. Lay your ass down. Take this dick. Don't you grab my ass.
We're not even going to go to what I like. All right. Because.
What do you like?
No, but I'm gonna just say this. All right, I'm not about to get like pissed on or piss on.
No,
my woman.
That's what I'm not. You
I can't do
on,
it. Though. I just can't do it. Like me personally, golden showers. I feel like that's truly and utterly disrespectful. I'd rather nut on my girl's face, titties, ass, or something like that.
Even the toes.
What?
Getting like she wants to get pissed on. Is
right.
It
like even if she
no.
It?
That's just her fetish. Yeah.
So like.
But I would feel, me personally, I'd still feel disrespectful. Like, what the hell? Like, I'd be like, I usually do this in the toilet. I don't, why is your mouth open? Like, I'm not going
No, it's
far.
Not pee in my mouth.
I mean, if she wants to, if she wants
it's
to.
It's not like, it's not like golden drink, it's golden shower. Like, pee on me, not in me. Like,
some weird. People like that too.
So I have a question.
I think you can get sick from swallowing urine.
Why? What do you feel like it's the most, what is the biggest misconception when it comes to gay people, in your opinion, from straight people?
Yeah, I'm
misconception.
Because I don't have shit yet.
That y'all all extra, I think. Like,
oh, that's a good one.
Flamboyant and like out there, and that's not the truth at all. I think that's one I could think of off the top of my head. I might have another one though, but I'll let him go real quick. That's
that y'all always want to hit on every straight man.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you, because I showed up one of those straight.
I can't cap to you, bro. I was doing lift one time, and this dude that was gay in the back seat, he would not take no for an answer. Like, dead ass. I thought I was going to have to shoot this nigga.
Oh, no.
Like, dead ass.
I would say this. I think it's rude when you say no. Like, you know what I'm saying? But however, comma, like, you know how some gay people like the DL Trey Boys? I don't. For one, like, I feel like you don't clean your ass. You don't wipe your ass. You don't, like, you just still, like, to me, Trey Boys seems dirty. Like, just for your point, like, I feel like you don't wipe your ass.
Wait,
good.
So you're saying they're dirty? Let me finish.
I wipe my ass.
You can't call our guests dirty.
No, like, I say straight boys.
Aren't they straight
boys?
I wipe my ass.
But not right. Like, but you can't just call them dirty ass.
I spread my cheeks when I shower.
Y'all dirty. But this is from my perspective. When a dude is so, like, protective around his ass, like, would you even wipe your ass good? You make sure like it's clean. Yes. So when a Dio guy hit on me, I'd be like,
"Oh god,
nigga, I don't know how you clean your ass." Like,
I'm not an ass guy, so I'd never wonder.
Well, I am. So I want to make sure that. So I like gay boys. Like, not saying you gotta be hey sis whatever, but I was never attracted to DL boys or the straight acting boys because like, Why?
I can respect it. I don't really have any.
Not saying y'all are dirty, but
I get it.
That's how it came across to us and the viewers. Right. I'm pretty sure a few minutes.
So do y'all shave your assholes, wax them, or something like that? Because
some folks do.
I guess straight boys do it too.
I never knew that.
I get.
Just males in general, I never knew.
That's,
like,
that's not something we really discuss either.
I mean, I get waxed in general. I feel like it just feels like everything feels better. Like, not even like sexually, but it just feels better to be like cleaner with no hair down there. But sexually, for me, it's better to have like everything gone. So I get waxed.
I think it's a personal preference. I don't think it has anything to do with like gay or straight.
Like manscaping has become a big industry.
That hair attracts smell and stuff like that.
And especially if it grows out of control and it's like you wear like, you know, some certain type of underwear or swimming trunks and you got hair all over the place, like, you know, it's just like clean it up.
Your hair makes you sweat. And I ain't,
Jesus Christ in Nazareth.
So do y'all watch P-Valley?
Yes.
So going to your point about gay men being extra or every gay man being flamboyant, how do y'all feel about the portrayal of two masculine men engaging in gay sex?
I hated it. I'm sorry.
It threw me completely off. I'm going to say that much. Like, I didn't think they were. Wait, who are we talking about? Are we talking about, Uncle Clifford?
Teak,
are we talking about
Teak, which is the light skin one.
Oh, so the one that murdered his friend. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That car was ugly as fuck. I just had to throw it out there.
It threw me off.
Like a hoe, yo.
I think there's a different way I look at things, me being a straight male, than maybe, you know, a gay male might look at it. But when I saw it, I was like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, wait, they're fucking now? Like, this is a relationship? But I do, like, now that you kind of say it out loud, I do like the betrayal, because I think the ideology of most people on gay men is like, oh, you're like, you know, hey, like, period, like, you know, stuff like that. Serious though, like,
that's so, like, a top and a bottom, it basically is what you're saying. Like, normally that's what you think.
Well, hold on.
That's fine. Well, we figured that we might anyway. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You just stopped the whole show to say that?
Yeah, because I think we.
It's okay. Yeah.
But, you know, not just top and bottom, but because even in that portrayal, one was a top and one was a bottom.
Well, one being portrayed as masculine, more masculine than the
other. But you don't know it's masculine bottoms.
No, I'm saying that the portrayal of what we were talking about. Yeah, I was saying that a lot of people were surprised.
Like, y'all
because
like
I
think it. Yeah. Not saying that y'all think it. Like,
no, we
get
it. You don't have to disclaim it.
Wait, are we familiar with top and bottoms?
Yeah.
Okay.
A dude dead ass.
On surface level.
Yeah, the Lyft dude was asking me. He said, oh, are you verse? I'm like, huh?
Oh, my God.
He just came out and said it.
I mean, so you told him no, and he kept going? You should have put him out your car.
I just wanted my money, dude. Like, straight up. I put on some young boy. Oh, I put my Glock in my lap. I'm like, but I was.
Would you be gay for pay?
But I was just about to know.
You know what? This is a good, that's a good ass question. I actually, when I was 21, I genuinely wanted to be a porn star. So I reached out. It was some people on Instagram that reached out to me and shit like that. And so they said to come in and do a straight scene, it would be like $800 for that whole day. But to do a gay scene, they would pay me like $15,000 to $2,000 for that whole day. I was like, damn, you got me fucked up, because I'm not selling my soul or selling, like, I'm not doing
that. So you feel
that.
Like, so two things. You feel like if you have sex with a guy, that's selling your soul. Two.
No, on camera. Okay. I'm not doing that.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm not fucking a guy in general, that's fair. But you get it.
Do you feel like you have what it takes to be a porn star?
Yeah.
Damn, Devin.
Okay. I mean, okay, I have a question. It's a lot
well,
of
I used to. I don't anymore, because I'm older. I'm looking for a career now. I'm trying
to. Do you feel like your package is like porn star package?
No. Yeah. I don't
what
have
was
no.
What man's name? The man who died?
Wait.
Elephant.
Well,
goddamn.
Oh, man.
You got a big dick.
But I have a question. How do y'all feel about these straight guys who are gay for a pay? Like, do you think that's gay? Because they're showing an asshole, playing with dildos, but they're supposed to be straight. Like the OnlyFans guys.
If it's like a life changing amount of money, which I still think it's going against what you believe is right, or however you say like what I'm trying to say. But if it's life changing amount of money, I understand. I probably would too. If it's a good amount of money.
So you'll stick a dude up your ass for $1 million a year?
$1 million
a year. $1 million
a year. No question.
You say that now. It hurts the first time.
Some straight men really like make that. One straight man, I know he's straight. He's not gay. But he said when he started playing his ass, his membership went up by like 1,000%.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would do it though. That's true. No question.
Jesus Christ.
So would you consider yourself gay at that point?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm just fucking with you.
I'm dabbling.
You just did some gay shit. That's all. You did some gay shit.
We ain't got no more juice in our mind. What do
we do? We do have juice. It's just backstage.
Don't do it.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
Thank you.
Oh my God. This is a lot. Thank you.
Oh, God. Hell no. Mo, can I get some juice?
Yeah, right.
No, that big ass juice.
I'm sorry.
We don't need that on camera.
It's cranberry. Just pass it.
Oh, yeah. Just pass it.
Nate.
Nate.
Oh, matter of fact, next time we'll put juice in a cup like this and leave it.
Yeah.
That'll work. Or maybe we'll have like a little crown.
Yeah, that's a fancy.
But say, what question do you have? Because you've been very quiet.
I mean, I feel like all the questions y'all asked are like. But I will say that I do understand his perception when he said that he would be heartbroken about his son being gay. Because, again, I feel like that's what the issue is with my father. Because my sister is also gay, and he loves her to death. And me, I'm cut off.
Wow.
And my sister, she's also a stud. So, you know, I find that, like, I thought that he would have been more uncomfortable with her the way she, because she, my sister acts like a guy, like seriously a guy or whatever, but he still, like, he talks to her about females and not like, and I'm just like, oh, okay, well, damn. But I get, that's why I say I understand when you say that you would be heartbroken.
That's
my daddy
cut me off.
I love it though.
It really is. And
y'all two are just
it,
very similar. He's just more.
Yeah, he's right, a straight
right,
version.
Right, exactly.
Like, he really is straight
version. Yeah, both, y'all two are like.
Y'all just talked right on over tangent.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, let's put that under there. So I have a question. So what would your advice be to somebody that is gay, somebody that feels like they haven't told anybody, but they want to still like keep all their straight friends. They want to live a normal life, but this is somebody that could be close to y'all. So they're like, listen, like, you my bro. So I want to let you know, like, every time I'm like, oh, I'm going to see this chick, I'm really going to see somebody else. And I really don't want anybody to know, but this is kind of who I am. How would you feel? What would your stance be?
Wait, so he is on a DL?
He's on the DL. Oh, wow. But he wants to tell y'all because y'all are friends. Boy.
Like, I do have sort of a problem with DL men. I think there's a certain strength that's needed to live in your truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know the full extent of what happens, you know, to gay people around the world. So I'm speaking from a straight guy's perspective. Mm-hmm. But I say live in your truth. Like, whoever don't respect it, they don't deserve to be around you in the first place.
But it's,
well, you got people like Jew.
What
the fuck that's
supposed to mean?
I mean, you gonna roast the hell out of
us? We're not calling our guests assholes.
But here's the thing.
I mean, he has an asshole opinion. People call me asshole on the show.
No, I call you bitch, not asshole.
Well, that's even worse.
Look, me personally, he can tell you. Anybody that's close to me, I'm going to roast the shit out you. Like, that's just my term of endearment.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you probably do it out of love because that's just your character. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't know how to process. Yeah. Like, humor is how I process a lot of shit. So,
But you can tell that. I can tell that with you. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got to, to me, I feel like a lot of guys who are DL, not taking, like, I can't stand them. Mm-hmm. But it's harder for them to me to come out because, like, they're perceived as just one thing and they're living a double life. And then when you come out, you got your friends like, well, were you looking at me, nigga? If I was I was looking at you 10 plus years ago, why I'm looking at you now? Like, that to me is the dumbest question you can ever ask somebody who that's come out as being gay.
One of my ex-girlfriends hit me up.
I'm sorry.
So, like, you know, now that you're out, like, was I like a test run? Was I like a cover up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just, when you admit who you really are. When you admit who you really are, like, it just, for family-wise, it was cool for me. Like, it was great, amazing, whatever. But it still does put questions in other people. Like, it's just a big step. Like, it's a really big step. No matter, I feel like I'm really secure in who I am, even though we all have, like, insecurities.
Mm-hmm. You was a trade back then,
overall,
right?
Overall, not really trade, he but was trade. I did have the girls, though.
He was
But, yeah, but just... Like, I don't know, it's a lot. It's a lot. There's so much. There's so much. And then even like, even for me, like growing up in church. So it's like, okay, like there was times where like I had a car before a lot of my friends did. So like, I'd be like, okay, we're in my car. Cool. I'll pick y'all up. But if we're not listening to gospel, we're not listening to no music. And they're like, well, we're not listening to gospel. So I'd be like, all right, we ride in silence. So everywhere we going, I'm talking high school, I'm like riding around in silence that. Because of gospel. So it's like they took me serious being in that light. And then when I admitted I'm gay, it's like a lot of people are like, okay, so was this a front or what do you, you know what I mean? Like it just, yeah. It really puts a lot into perspective. So it's not that easy just to be like, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, most definitely. Oh, oh shit.
Don't end my shit abruptly. Like,
I'm sorry. Ignorant. We hear you talk.
I forgot.
They hear us.
Go ahead,
Drew.
Go ahead, Drew.
No, because this is for the kids.
Like, I forgot what I was saying.
But, but going back to Nate's point, you know,
I'm sorry, you feel like
no, 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 no. We're good. No, we're good.
Okay. Y'all do this. Y'all
do this. I want to make sure because I was like,
you didn't. You didn't call him sweetie, so he's okay.
Yeah, yeah, I'm good. Yeah,
he's okay.
Good point.
So
we can even toast.
So going back to Nate's point about being a heterosexual male and living a heterosexual experience and not fully understanding the gay life. And like we were in a conversation in the group chat and like Tay brought up a good point about gay individuals around the world who experience all kinds of homophobia, but not just in the sense of ridicule, but in the sense of their lives being lost.
Yeah.
Like, there are countries where a tire will be put around a person, they'll be set on fire.
Jesus.
Yeah. And so, like, living a DL life, for some, saves their lives.
True.
And so, you know, I think, in one respect, I think because of the privilege that we live here in America, to some extent, we can have opinions about individuals who live a DL life, but even here in America, I mean, Matthew Shepard was how many years ago?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Young white male who was murdered and left on like barbed wire. I think that was like 80s, 90s.
Oh, I'm not.
And so like that is what really sparked this I don't want to call it a homophobia movement. I don't know. I don't know. But regardless, like here in America and across the world, there's still a lot of people who experience a lot of hardships due to just living a gay lifestyle.
Yeah. I would say that I was blessed. And I think we all were blessed.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think we all at some point we all were DL, right?
I was.
Me too.
I was really looking at the boys. I had to fuck my girlfriend, who was very beautiful. Please,
not you had to fuck her.
He said, "Don't get it twisted." I will say this:
If I was ever to go back to being with girls, she would be the only girl I would ever be with.
I have a girl, like
the one that you were with before.
Yeah, because I can literally see.
Are
like,
you about to cry?
She was no, hell no. But she was a good girl. Like, I said, being a good mother and all that stuff. Like, she's an amazing wife.
Every
now.
Girlfriend I ever had were, they, I
so,
could see them being.
But, you know, the boys got me. But I just remember having sex with her. And, like, it's good. Don't get me wrong. Titties are nice. They get wet. But I'm like,
yes,
but.
Sir.
But
please leave that out.
But so and so makes me nut better.
You know someone who
yeah
has a penis that makes you nut.
Yeah, well, so
if I wasn't happily engaged, like I have a girl that I would actually go back to. Like,
I say, think every gay boy do have sex with a girl.
Yeah, like
they really care about.
I would not go back.
I would go back to her because these niggas ain't shit.
Tay, would you go back? Because before you said that you really didn't like the experience of eating her out.
Okay, so I was saying her name is Cindy. Like, we just connected on a different level. And
y'all
we only broke up.
Wait, but was she white?
Because she started dating.
What you saying?
But was she white or black?
She was black.
What a
she
name.
She was beautiful.
Like name Cindy? Right?
Not
my name
is
Cindy.
So are you insinuating every black man but white women is gay?
No.
It sounds like he said
that's
Cindy,
hilarious.
Right?
Yeah, I thought it was Cindy. I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah, like she was bad. Like she was short. She was a mother. She had a beautiful daughter. Like we had a nice, you know, we had a nice thing going on.
She had a daughter already.
Yes.
So you were gonna be stepdad.
Oh no, Cindy.
Yes.
Okay.
And okay. We only broke up because she started liking girls.
What the fuck?
Wow. So did you make gay?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So Cindy had a baby. Then y'all
got together. Mom looks so confused.
Cindy had. I'm gonna catch you up. I'm gonna catch everybody up to speed.
Okay.
So Cindy had a baby, and then Cindy and Tay got together, and then Cindy got with a girl, and Tay got with a guy.
Did she get with a girl because of you?
Would you not hit
no,
right?
Wait, no. Hold on. Let me correct myself. When I got with Cindy, Cindy knew that I had dated guys.
Okay.
So maybe I made her feel comfortable.
She was already probably a lesbian then. So that way.
She said she was. Yeah. Because I asked that question because when I came out to her and told her about me, I wanted to make sure that it was something that she would be comfortable with. And we discussed that she had never been with a female before.
So how do you say that? Do you say like, you know?
Do that hurt y'all pride when a female goes to a female after y'all had sex with
bookmark.
Them?
Bookmark.
That has never happened. Not even on no like.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, not even on no like.
No, finish. Go ahead. You can tell that I've been drinking.
Would it hurt your feelings? Say shit.
So that's how you know I've been
maybe
drinking.
Maybe I just wasn't it. Like real shit. Now, I can't even lie to you. My first love, the chick I would have like gave her my social if she asked me to, like dead ass, like whew, I felt so hard. Yeah, she was cheating with me on her girlfriend, like when I was fucking around with her, and this is like when I was like 17.
How'd you find out?
She told me.
So you knew you were the other guy.
I knew. I didn't give a fuck. Look, this is like right after I lost my virginity, so I didn't really know how to like talk to girls. I was still socially awkward, so it's like this is love for me.
Hey,
so basically. Yo, wait, you know what? Sidebar. Let me ask y'all.
Yes, ask us some more questions.
Yeah, this is our last question, y'all. We gotta go because yes.
Oh, we're done. We have to wrap up. Oh,
yeah.
No, we'll ask some question.
Okay, so would y'all believe at every job that I've worked at, I have been asked, "Am I gay?"
Yes.
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 Wow. You heard it here, folks.
I don't. I'll explain. Hopefully, we have time to explain. I don't think that you're like giving gay, but I just, you know, like I just see why somebody would be like,
"What the fuck you mean?"
I don't know. Because I really don't think there's a gay look anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, if gay people look like everybody
handsome,
now.
If you're handsome, if you're well put together, if you're well spoken, like those things nowadays, then you could be gay. Like, to be honest, like that's just how it goes. Yeah, the both of you.
Because amigos would have been gay because they dress kind of weird to me.
True. Cause wait, they, did you yeah, just they say they dress Puerto weird? Rican
I didn't say that. You said that.
The amigos?
Oh, my God. If Offset was gay, though.
I mean, now boys wearing skinny jeans back in the day.
I'm not wearing skinny jeans, bro. I'm sorry. That's
these are look, first of all.
Your pants are tight, though.
First of all. They're very tight. Can your dick breathe?
Yes, it can. I got a whole block right here. Breathe.
But Nate has on skinny jeans too. Y'all both have one.
I always love skinny jeans. I'm not even in this conversation.
Yeah.
I love skinny jeans.
Personally, I don't like skinny jeans only because it's like I need some like room to breathe. Like I like a little air to go through type shit. Like I just like my balls to breathe, for lack of better words. Like,
okay. Honestly. Well, the straight guys are wearing Hoochie Daddy shorts now, so.
Oh, look, I'll rock some Hoochie Daddy shorts. Like, while you playing?
I mean, like,
yeah.
Like your balls can still breathe in Hoochie Daddy shorts.
But yeah, I don't think it's so. Yeah. Can you see how everything evolved now? So you don't really know who gay or straight now because
yeah, you right.
Straight people are dressing like gay niggas.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why, you know. Like, nothing like.
So that's why you probably get hit on in your Ubers and Lyfts.
Yeah.
Boy, fuck you.
Can I suck your dick? Can I suck your dick, sir?
But nah, this nigga said. This nigga
said,
this nigga said, bro, we got 10 minutes in the ride. Let me know if you change your mind.
What?
So he was really trying to. Oh my.
Hey, what he want to do, Tay? Solomon,
beware.
Like, we gotta go.
Make sure you thank
us so
for being on the show.
First of all, let's go ahead and thank our first guest, SSL Podcast, for joining us and having an amazing conversation. Yes.
And we want y'all to come back. Let's bring them back.
Definitely come back. Definitely come y'all back. Follow, what is it? At SS.
How can they follow y'all? Yeah, give you a plug.
SSL.podcast on Instagram, youtube.com/ashortstorylong, TikTok, We almost banned on there, so we're not fuck posting TikTok. Nothing.
Why?
Don't fuck TikTok on here.
Not on ours.
Right, not on this show.
We said nigga. That's
we did not. We did not. We don't support TikTok, the fuck TikTok.
Okay,
right,
yeah. We gotta get there.
You say nigga a lot.
Yeah, so they don't let us say
oh,
nigga.
Oh, they don't like that.
Yeah.
You can say everything else. So
that's what I'm saying.
Like.
You can see ass cheeks literally clap with no hands, bro. Like dead ass. Whole silhouette challenges and all that bullshit.
We also got a website now, my bad. But we also got a website now, www.sslpodcast.com as well.
Yes, okay, y'all tap in, tune into that, baby.
All on every platform. You can get the story about the Lyft the dude that was on Lyft trying to fucking suck his dick. That was on our podcast. You can check that out.
Oh, yeah, check out the Patreon as well.
And pretty soon we'll be on their podcast as well. I don't know if we'll all four be there together or we'll do one-on-one, but y'all will see us soon on their podcast. So
most definitely.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, did you just put us on their podcast?
He just invited me.
Oh, and y'all can hit me on Instagram, http.gemini, and also y'all can follow me on Twitch.
Gemini.
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
A lot of things make sense now.
I don't know anything about science, so I don't know.
Go on, wrap it up.
Well, since we did it, Nate, what's your sign?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, my God.
You don't give me Leo.
That's because those things don't mean anything.
Yes, Marty, to your point, kudos on not giving Leo. I don't really like Leos anymore, but like y'all are really cool. Like you're like really feeling the vibes.
Was the one that's getting married a Leo?
I'm not a science person.
Yeah.
But I do want to say this real quick. I laughed really hard at your video when you said that the guy said let's go smoke. He said you get down. He was I get down to like smoke. So when a dude, so when he went to the dude apartment, dude was like, "Oh, how big is your dick?"
He was like, "You got a fat ass dick."
Wait, this
shorts.
Happened to you?
This
yeah,
happened to me.
What?
Hey, oh damn.
But why would don't say get down? Because that means that don't say
cool
get down.
No, we had a whole conversation.
That's
okay, like
that's dead ass what he said.
Yeah, he said you got a fat ass dick. He told me that, and I was like,
he
bro,
told you have a fat dick.
Yeah,
he
how did he know?
See your dick?
We were sitting right next to each other, so he saw like my dick print in my pants, and he was, okay.
Let's go. Close out. Close out.
All right. All right, openers. All right, openers.
They won't get us beat up. Have to fight a bit. Get out, won't you?
This show is crazy. All
right, openers. Thank you for coming and joining us as we swallow hard topics and spit a difference of opinions.
All right, guys. This is going to be a good episode.